Nine Aleph Amud Aleph. And we had Rav's Chiddush. The Rav said that a Cheresh that can communicate by writing is a non-Cheresh. It's considered a Bardas. Even for Gittin, which is a big Chiddush. Gittin is Arayas, right? And you're saying that a Cheresh that can communicate by writing is classified as a Pikeach. And therefore, would be able to give a get to his wife by instructing us by writing. That's what Rav's Chiddush was. We are up to, it was Rav Kahana ben Amar Rav, right? We are up to Meisrei. To find Meisrei, you go across from Taisus Rahab and go one line down. I know I'm Alav. I assume it's 71A3. It's 2? I'm sorry. 71A2. I never get them right. 71A2. The only ones I get right is at the beginning of the page. I say it's A1, it works. But after once you go past that, I'm not good at it. Meisrei. This is a brisa. A cheresh, we don't follow his remises and kvitzaysav. Remises are with his hand, kvitzaysav is making with his mouth. And we don't follow his writing. And this is a direct contradiction to Rav. A direct contradiction to Rav. It says clearly that a cheresh who writes, it's meaningless. Halachically, it's meaningless. Elab and metalklin. We use it to sell metalklin, meaning he can do business. We allow for it to work. No difference. We said that, I believe, in back in the Afnun Testament, Aleph, when we talked about people communicating by sign language or by moving of their mouth. And we said that the takana is part of Tikkun Olam, Cheresh Raymas Venirmas. And say right, Mekhaifetz V'nikvatz, right? So we allowed hand movements, mouth movements, to sell metalklin. That was a takana d'rabbanon. Avoloi legitin. But when you need biblical things, we don't rely on it. Clearly contradictory to Rav. Now the Gemara could have answered, Rav tanahu polig. Rav can argue on brises. Rav is one of the two Amaroim, I believe, in the Gemara, that it says on them, tanahu polig. I think Rav and Reb Chiya. I think those are the two that it says Tano Pollock on. So Rav is a Tano Pollock. What? I think Reb Chiya. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I remember Reb Chiya. I'm not sure. Two of them are wrong, that the Gemara says Tano Pollock. Rav is one of them. Right? So, but the Gemara finds a Tan on his side. We always want Rav to be supported by a previous Tana, if possible. Tanoi, the Tanya we learned, Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. He argues on that brisa. He says, "V'medvar mamur becheresh mikarei." When don't we rely on signals and writing when he was a cheresh originally? So it means he never enjoyed a period in his life that he was considered within the regular person, the normal person that's not miswired. I will be kayach when he's cheresh, who kaiste ve'chaisman. But if he was once upon a time a healthy person, and then lost the ability to hear and speak, and he can still communicate with writing, we say he has enough das that we take his writing seriously.
And he agrees with Rav.
He agrees with Rav, right. But that means that we're limiting Rav now to a cheresh that's not a cheresh mikarei. Rashi? I'm sorry?
Rav was only speaking by...
That's what we're saying. Correct.
Okay.
Sorry, the Gemara is saying Rav holds a Rav Shimon Gamliel, who makes a difference between the type of cheresh.
He doesn't make a sweeping.
Again, right, differentiate between a cheresh mikara and a cheresh afterwards. Exactly.
The brisa that says no.
Is the other Tana. It's Machloikis Tanoim. Rav Shimon Gamliel is reacting to the Tanakama. He says, you say a cheresh can't write, I differentiate which kind of cheresh.
Oh, so the Tanakama is making a difference.
No, he does not. It's Machloikis Tanoim. Tanoi. Rashi. Loi hoch lacher with his mother in the chashmi ki pikeach to consider him regular. Avaloi the gitten hegel the kedusha vaya kedushin gemurim. Now Rashi is speaking out. If he married rabbinically, he can divorce rabbinically. Chufta drav kana. Medvar mamurim loi hoch ba begitten becheresh mi karai. She'ein loi ksav yad shadas. His writing can't be relied on to reflect his intelligence again. As I mentioned before, a cheresh doesn't mean he's crazy. A cheresh means that we know he's miswired and therefore cannot rely on him. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that's only true if he never was lucid. But if it was 100% normal, then even though he became a cheresh, his ksav yad still shows. It's only by cheresh that never was clear. Kami Baruch, the Gemara will ask later on, but given the cheresh mikarehu, if this person was a born cheresh, harik nicht kanes b'remiza, so he only married rabbinically. The Gemara will answer, it's talking about he took over his brother's marriage, and his brother was a regular person, and he did yibum. He can't divorce his wife, even though he can write it, because writing is not good enough for this cheresh, who was never considered, who never enjoyed a period of normalcy.
I mean, cheresh mikaro, when does that begin?
Interesting point to bring up. Without having seen the Mefarshim, I would have said the day he's born. Rachmana Litzlan, he's born that way. However, I saw the Mefarshim say, and again, here is where everybody will have their comments, the Mefarshim say if he was a cheresh mikar, he'd never know how to write. Because he'd never pick it up, because he can't communicate. Again, in the times that they couldn't communicate with a cheresh. Therefore, they say, he was a cutten, and he was normal as a cutten, and then developed charashis, never was a bardas, because as a cutten, he wasn't a bardas either. So he's considered a cheresh mikaroi. But today, they could teach a cheresh how to write, and therefore, depending on how you understand cheresh, you go through Shlomo Zalman's halacha, a cheresh mikaroi would be somebody born a cheresh. But I saw Mefarshim say that if he turns a cheresh as a cotton, he's considered a cheresh mikarai. He never was a das sula. A cotton also has no responsibility for decisions. Also doesn't have the strong wiring necessary to be responsible. And therefore, this person never had that because he was a cotton and then became Rachmana Litzlan a cheresh. Avo Pekeach Shalomet Lichtav. But a Bekeach who learned how to speak from a clear das, who kaisim get, v'acherim kaisimim, v'haynu karev kahana. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Frek the Gemara. Cheresh mikara loy. A cheresh mikara cannot divorce his wife by writing instructions. Shem shekansim b'rmiza, kach matzir b'rmiza. The wedding was only rabbinic, because a cheresh can't marry a woman. Only rabbinically, they instituted marriage for a cheresh. So if it's a rabbinic marriage, a rabbinic divorce suffices. So why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say a cheresh mikara cannot write it? His marriage was rabbinic. If his marriage is rabbinic, why can't he remove it with a rabbinic get? And writing is just as good writing kedushin as writing gerushin, or making hand motions. And for the Gemara, Ibi Ishto Yachinami. You're right. If this cheresh had married this woman as a cheresh, then he could divorce her as a cheresh. Hagam Mayaskina Biyavemtai. He did Yibum. He wasn't his own Kedushin. He assumed his brother's Kedushin. Frek the Gemara Yavemtai Mimen. Man, who was he Miyabim? Whose wife did he marry? Elay with the Navlim Ochav Cheresh. If his brother was also a cheresh, that means his brother's marriage was rabbinic. That means his yibum was rabbinic. So his get can be rabbinic. Shem shekin sasa b'miza, just like the brother married her through using sign language because he was a cheresh and he communicated by sign language. Kach yitziasa b'miza. So again, why can't the cheresh mikare write the get to a wife that he got from his brother, which was a rabbinic marriage? Elo v'nafle malchus b'keach. His brother was a regular guy. He did a kedushin d'oraisa. His brother died without kids. There's a mitzvah of yibum. A cheresh cannot give chalitza because he has to be able to speak to do chalitza. So he's only left with one option. The lady is stuck. Her husband has a brother. He happens to be a cheresh, but it's a brother. He can't do chalitza. He can only do yibum. And he can do yibum because yibum doesn't require das. Yibum is just assuming the brother's marriage by living with her. We had before in Masechtas Yevamos that if one lives with a woman, b'shaygig, b'mezid, he's kind to her. He don't need das. So the cheresh went with Miyabim, his brother's wife. He is now biblically married to her because he's assuming his brother's marriage. And his brother was biblically married. And a cheresh, even though he can't be kind to a wife when he needs das, Yibum doesn't require that amount of das. And therefore, it's his biblical wife. He can't divorce her because he needs a biblical get, and he can't write, and writing doesn't mean anything. Therefore, he can't divorce her.
But if he would have married her, if he would have married her, midoraisa, okay, a regular lady, and then, after 5 years, during the 5 years of marriage, he became a...
Okay, right, so that would depend on the machlokes tanoim. If Shimon Gamliel would say he can write a get, he can write it, because writing is a good enough reflection if he was a regular person at one time in his life. And Rav would agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel.
That would be even deraisa.
That's what Rav said.
Tanakama
says no.
He couldn't use that as a
terrorist. No, he can't use that as a terrorist.
He cannot use that as a terrorist.
Right. He cannot use that as a terrorist. Rashi, Hu Kaisev Gem, Shem Shekailis Vermizam, Nishnehivi Yavamas, the Cherish and Rasa Isha, Cherish that marries a lady, and Ratsi Yait. Biavemtai, Shekushao Gemurim, Vizikasa Gemura, her Kedusha was complete, her bond to her deceased husband's brother is complete. And he cannot remove chalitza. He cannot do chalitza. He can't say the words. And we learned in Masechtas Yevamos that anybody that can't say the words is eliminated from chalitza. Interesting. Even though if he doesn't say the words, he's yaitza. But he has to be capable of saying the words. He can do yibum. What? Sorry? Machlokes is with a Kriya's Makrif, no?
And not the Kriya.
Chalitza
is not the
Rikikas Makrif. Rikikas Makrif is my second. So Kriya is not Makrif, but he has to be able to do Kriya. A Charesh can't do Kriya. I'm sorry, what was your question?
He can't do Chalitza?
No, he can't speak. Chalitza requires the ability of speech.
Only thing he can do is
Yibum. The kindness of anybody to the idol. And he can marry her and never divorce her. I mean, this lady's stuck. If he doesn't do Yibum, she can't get married to anybody. There's a Zika. Right? Can't get married to anybody. So, this lady has two options. Yibum, or stay as you are. And it's not really up to her, unless she goes to Bezin and persuades Bezin that you can't do Yibum with him, and Bezin will tell him to leave her alone. And this lady will remain untaken care of. Nothing we can do for this lady. She has a Zika. She was married to her husband. She's totally zakuk to him. And he can't do chalitza. Bizman Hazeh, I don't know what they would do. I assumed Bizman Hazeh, the lady would be stuck for life. I don't think we allow Yibum, even in the case of Cherish. Maybe we do make exceptions in Cherish. I don't know.
Aside, would a man...
Let me just finish the Rashi. The get the day lemavka zika deraisa. His get cannot remove biblical zika. Yes.
The man divorced his wife using 100 rabbis at the time.
It's not divorce.
What is it? It gives him permission.
To have a second wife.
Oh, no, it's not
a divorce. No, it's not. A get has to be given by the husband. Now the problem again. There are two takanas Rabbeinu Gershon that seem to make problems when you put them together. One is, you can't marry a second wife. That's the Rabbeinu Gershom's Chayrim. Midoraisa, Midorabbanon, from Dina de Gemara, all the way up to Rabbeinu Gershom, who lived in the 10th century, 900, I think. You could marry two wives. Rabbeinu Gershom came along and said, you can't marry two wives. Again, Midoraisa, Midorabbanon, a person can divorce a woman against her will. She does not have to have agreement to take a get. So here is this guy. He wants to divorce his wife. She refuses to take the get. He's stuck. Can't divorce her against her will. On the other hand, he can't marry anybody else. So the Takana came along with a heter mei rabbanim. That if there's 100 rabbanim that agree to his circumstance as being untenable, we allow him to marry a second wife. But he's married to the first wife. What we do is we make him write the get. He deposits in Bezin. And he says, I'm willing to divorce my wife as soon as she wants to take it. He makes them his agents. She refuses to take it. There's nothing we can do. So therefore, it sits in bed until she's ready to take it.
It is a get.
He's not divorced.
Nothing else.
Okay. She's not divorced. There's a get written that in case she wants to pick it up, Bezin will be the agent to give it to her.
In the meantime, he has to...
meantime, he has two wives. No, he does not have to take care of her.
He doesn't have to take care of
because
her.
She's a meredith.
Does he have to give the money for the ksuva?
No, but she never got the get. It's her own problem. Now, it also gives a loophole to where there's no loophole. As we will learn soon, if a woman is a shaita, she cannot receive a get. What do we do then? Rachmana Litzlan, a guy's married, and his wife lost it. Rachmana Litzlan, she's classified as a shaita. Here is a man stuck with a wife that he can't have a regular relationship with, and at the same time, he'd like to divorce her, but he can't. Can't divorce her. There, May Rabbanim is a heter for him. So May Rabbanim allows him to take a second wife.
He's using 100 rabbis again for this?
Yes. 100 rabbis is matter the chayim of taking a second wife. It does not create divorce.
So he's not leaving a get with the
basin
for this.
He could, and when she gets healthy, she'll receive the get. If and when she gets healthy.
Both ways you need a get. There's a get involved.
There's a get. Doesn't mean anything. It has no. The get is only to make sure that he doesn't stay married to two wives if divorce is possible. That's all that get means. It doesn't do a thing, the fact that he wrote the get. It's totally meaningless. Except we don't want him to be married to two wives if she's willing to take a get and she's capable of taking a get. So we have to get prepared, that's all. Rashi, Ishtei Nami, Vaiter. That's the first teretz in the Gemara. So the first teretz in the Gemara is, his brother was a pikeach. His brother married a woman, died without children. He did yibum, he cannot write a get. That's the case of Cheresh Mikarai that cannot write a get. His brother was also a cheresh. And it was also only rabbinically married. Really, he should be able to write a get. His brother did a rabbinic marriage. He did a rabbinic yibum. He should be able to give a rabbinic get. However, the rabbanan are afraid that people might confuse whether the brother is regular or the brother is a cheresh. And therefore they said, no get to a Yavama, even if the Kedushin originally was rabbinic. That's the second teretz. Frekti Gemari Hachi Yishtenami. Why can't we say, why don't we do the same thing by a wife? That don't a person who marries rabbinically should not be able to divorce his wife because he might have married her biblically and then turned to cherish. Just like you're afraid people confuse two Yavamas, the Yavama that had a husband that married her biblically and the Yavama that had a husband that married her rabbinically, why aren't we afraid that people will confuse two wives, the wife that was rabbinic and the wife that was biblical, and we should never rely on a rabbinic yet? Dr. Gemara, Yavamta be Yavamta Miklava, Ishta be Yavamta Le Miklava. In people's minds, Yavamas are confusing because it was somebody else's marriage. And therefore people will say, oh, he divorced his brother's wife. He did Yibum when he divorced her. They won't chop that the brother was a cheresh. They'll think he was a regular guy, and they'll think you're allowed to give a get to a regular Yavama. And the answer is no. So therefore they made Gzeira. By Ishtai, everybody knows this guy's a cheresh. He probably married as a cheresh. We can check it out. It's much easier. It's not a step removed. Rashi, Yavamta Yavam, Ishtai Nami Nigzerati Yavamta Shekedushel Gemurim. Why don't we make Gzeira? Yavamta Yavamta, Eishas Ochem Pekeach, Eishas Ochem Cheresh. People confuse whether the wife was the brother was a regular guy or a cheresh. Trek the Gemara Migazrinon, Zotrashi Ochem Cheresh Ochem Pekeach. Is there such a Gzeira? We don't allow a man to divorce his brother's wife, even if his brother married her rabbinically? Meaning, if both brothers are Harashim, you would not allow him to divorce her after Yibum? We learned not that way. But now we learned in the Mishnah not that way. Shnei Achim Harashim, two brothers who are Chereshes. So whatever they do is going to be rabbinic. Nisuim Shnei Achios Pekhois, married to two sisters that are regular. But the Kedushin of both are rabbinic. The husbands are Cheresh. Shnei Achios Harashis, the two sisters were Harashis, right? And they married two brothers that are Harashim. That's also rabbinic. I stay active, Achas, Mikachas, Achas, Harashis. Two Harashim married two sisters, one Harish and one regular. So again, the case is they're both rabbinic because the husbands are Harashim. The wives are Harashis. The Suas Nishnei Akim Pikrim, remarried to regular men, but it's rabbinic because the women are Harashis. I wish they Akim Harashim, or the two sisters are married to two brothers that are Harashim. I wish they Akim Akim Pikayach Akim Harish, or the two brothers, one is regular, one is a Harish, but the two wives are Harashis. So in all these cases, these are rabbinic marriages, and when one brother dies without a kid, it's a rabbinic zika to a husband, to a wife's sister. This is an erva, right? The one that's falling to Yibum is the wife's sister. Granted, he's only married to the woman rabbinically, but so is his brother. So there are two rabbinic marriages. One died without kids, left his wife to fall to his brother, who's married to her sister. The rabbinic erva, it's a rabbinic erva, it's a wife's sister, rabbinically. Paters, the rabbinic yibum. So therefore, there's no need for yibum or chalitza, because the two women are sisters, they're both married rabbinically, so therefore, the chi of yibum is rabbinic, the erva is rabbinic, the erva rabbinic cancels the chi of yibum that's rabbinic. The mayanachriyais, but what if the ladies are not related to each other? So you have a rabbinic mitzvah of yibum, yichnesu, the brother does yibum, but since the marriage originally was rabbinic, because remember, both brothers are cherishes, ratzulaitzia yitziu. The Mishnah says clearly that the brother who did yibum can then divorce her rabbinically, because the original marriage was rabbinic. That means we allow a yavama to be divorced when it's a rabbinic marriage. Before we said that we make gzeira, all Yuvamas can't be divorced. And here is the Mishnah saying, Ratzu Leitzio Yitzio. Dr. Gemara, Mechaber, Tegedishanim, Inkari, you're right, the first answer is right. They're talking about the brother was regular. Einokinam. If the brother was a cherish, the brother who did Yibum could divorce her afterwards because the marriage was only rabbinic. So even though there was a Yibum, but the Yibum is only rabbinic. And for a Yibum that's rabbinic, a get Rabbanon works. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. If they are charashes, in Hebrew we call them charashim, it doesn't care who their wives are. Im hein, Rashi's garish, pikhais, but even if they're normal, the mikomokim hein lekantu al bermiza, they married through sign language. We don't care that their husbands were normal. The hein lekantu al bermiza, they only agreed to kedushim by sign language. The fichach peturis min achalitza, the yaitzas mishum achayis isha, the chol arayis peturis min achalitza. Arayis paters. Now, even though this is a rabbinic erva, but it's a rabbinic marriage, and it's a rabbinic yibum. Rabbinic yibum can be canceled by a rabbinic erva. V'mayin achriyais, umeis echad mehem, hasheni eni achal achloitz. The brother can't do chalitza as we spoke out before. Meishu cheresh, vashi chereshes. She cannot say my Yavam refuses. Since both marriages were rabbinic, if he wants to divorce her after the Yibum, the Asi get Cheresh of Mavska Zika's Kedusha Cheresh. The get of the Cheresh removes the bond that happened through his brother's Kedusha, who was the Cheresh. Alma, Hechad enough lay Malcolm Cheresh, Mapik. But he gets it from his brother's Zecharish, he can divorce her. Like, it's really not to Achim Pikeach. We don't make a Gezerah, no Yuvama can be divorced by a Cheresh. To the Shana Mikara, the Nafla Alei Ma'achim Pikeach. That he got it from a brother that's regular. So the brother had a Kedushin Deraisa. He did a Yibum Deraisa. And this is the Chiddush. A Cheresh can do a Yibum Deraisa. He doesn't need Das. He's married to her biblically, and he has no way to divorce her. Because a Cheresh cannot write a biblical get. According to Tanakama, any cheresh can't write a biblical get. According to Shimon Gamliel, if he's a cheresh mikara, he can't write a biblical get. But if he was a bekeach or a seifnis cheresh, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would allow him to write a biblical get. Because that writing would be an indication of normalcy.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If I could ask a question, it's back on just the general subject of a cherish before we move away from it completely. Regarding how we hold still, or how some hold still, that this is an issue of that deafness is an issue of wiring and therefore competency. Is there any exception for those who hold that way when a deafness is clearly trauma related? In other words, a loud sound or post-industrial revolution, people worked in very loud places where they would now, if they worked there, they wear ear protection, but then they did not. And there
so
would
again,
be deafness among...
We're talking about a person that turned deaf mute. If he only
there has
turned,
to be mutes as well.
He only turned deaf, he's considered 100% normal. Even if he's born deaf, he's considered 100% normal. It's only if the person is deaf and mute that we say that there's a miswiring, according to those Ukraine. So,
I can't. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Trauma could cause that, and according to those Shittas, Enochinami, that trauma caused the miswiring of the brain.
Into a mental capacity. Okay.
There's someone who can't talk?
Yes.
Not like someone who can make sounds?
Can't talk words. I don't know the details of a mute. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. Zaktika my writer. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Chalukin Olam Chaverav, our Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not widely accepted. Now let me explain. We had a Braisa. We had a Machloikas. The Braisa said, no Cheresh can write a get. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came along and differentiated. So we have the Machloikas. What is Rabbi Yechanan adding? The answer is, you can make an argument that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was defining the first Tana. Not arguing, he's defining. The first Tana said a Cheresh can't write a get. Comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel along and says, hold, you know what that Tana meant? He meant a Cheresh Mikara, an original Cheresh. But a Cheresh that was developed later can write a get. And then there's no Machloikas Tanoim. There's two ways to understand that. We understood it as a Machloikas. But really, you could say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was explaining the first opinion. He's limiting the first opinion, not arguing. So comes along Rabbi Yechanan and says, no, this is an argument because I can prove elsewhere that there's those who argue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, if I only had that braisa, I wouldn't be sure if there's a machlokes or not. Because I could always learn that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not arguing, but he's defining. But if I have an other braisa that shows that they're arguing, so once there's an argument out there, it makes sense to say that they're arguing in that first braisa also. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying, Chalukim alum chaver Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They argue. Now Rabbi Yechanan does not bring a braisa. He's telling us a fact. You should know it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan does that a number of places in Shas. He has a mesira that this opinion he just heard is a matter of argument. He doesn't necessarily prove it. He's Rabbi Yechanan. He just says it as a fact. Believe me, there's an argument in this. And therefore, since he tells it to me, I go back to that braisa, and I say it's an argument. Had he not said it, I wouldn't know how to learn that braisa. Zok Rashi, Chalukim Olam Chaverav, that Philip Pikeach Ben Ischarish, they hold that even if he was normal and became a Chairish, any Yachul Ligarish he cannot divorce. That Philip Yadei Elichtoiv, even if he knows how to write. But Loi Taiman do not think of Shimon Gamliel Mefarish Milsa the Tanakama. Do not think that Shimon Gamliel was explaining it. The Hachi Shemile Rabbi Yechanan, this was Rabbi Yechanan's Messiah. He was told the Miflik Pulig. Meaning Rabbi Yechanan does not bring a proof. Rabbi Yechanan just walks in and says, I know that there's an argument. Trust me. I know there's an argument. If Rabbi Yechanan says that, that means he had a Messiah that this is an argument. And to us, we take that to the bank. You know, over here, we're not going to do this. I mean, we are going to do this also. We're going to bring a braisa to prove that there is an argument. We can get out of that braisa. But it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yechanan told us anyway. See, in the Gemara Masechta does the same thing. Rabbi Yechanan comes along and says, there's a machloikas. The Gemara says, oh, I have it beferish. He says, no, that's not beferish. But the Rishonim say, the bottom line is Rabbi Yechonah said this about Halakos. So whether we prove it or not, Rabbi Yechonah still said it. And Rabbi Yechonah we can take to the bank. He said it's a Machlokes. Same thing here. He told us it's a Machlokes. We're going to try to show that he's right. We're going to get out of that. But it doesn't make the difference. He still told us it's a Machlokes. We might not be able to prove him right, but he's still Rabbi Yechonah. And we take him to the bank, and we paskin, not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Most Rishonim paskin, not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, based on Rabbi Yechonah. Zog the Gemara. Amar Abaye Avanana Mitanina. Rabbi Yechonah Abaye says, I have a Mishnah that tells me that the people argue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, I have a proof to Rabbi Yechonah. I can show you where in the Mishnah they argue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It says like this. Nishtatis, if a woman turned into a shaita, La Yaitzi, she cannot be divorced. Nischaresh, who, if he turned into a cheresh, Einishtata, or he became a shaita, the husband, with a regular marriage, a regular healthy woman, a regular healthy man, and then the husband became a cheresh, or he became a shaita. Now there's no way to do a divorce because a husband has to be bardas to divorce. This is a biblical divorce. He was married as a regular man to a regular woman. La yaitzi ilamis. Why do we say the word ilamis? Why can't we just say la yaitzi? What's ilamis telling me? Ilamis, forever. I mean, if he gets healthy, he can divorce her. So what does that mean, ilamis? Must be we're trying to say, no writing. Ilamis means in any way, fashion, or form. La yaitzi ilamis. Don't come up with aces. Don't come up with ideas of how he can do it. He can't do it, period. That's what we're learning from the word alumnus. I can write. That's what the word alumnus is to tell me. Writing doesn't help. Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's how Abaye is Raya. My alumnus, Blab, isn't it telling me? Avagav the Yochel Adabim Mitechak Sav, even though he can write? Period. So Abaye is proving that there is a machlokes. And the Gemara is going to get out of Abaye. It's going to get a different translation in Elamis. But Rabbi Yechonah still remains. He said there's an argument. Abaye thought he found it. Rabbi Papa is going to show us he didn't find it. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. Chalukim olam chavei. We did that already. Nishtatis himishinissus. She became a shaita after she got married. Lo yaitzi. Asa lo yaitzi. Asa they divorced her. Even though a regular woman got married and turned into chareshes, you can divorce. The isha lebinan daita, you don't need a woman to be a balas das to accept the get. Shariyotzi lutzayna shloy lutzayna. Right before chayim rabbi get gershin, you can divorce a woman even if she doesn't want to. Heged in ishtatas, amar rabbanan lo yaitzi. But if she became a shaita, the rabbanan don't allow divorce. The kivin shein yadas lishmaratzma, we had this earlier in the sixth parak. Since the woman is not capable of watching herself, yinagubo hefker biznus, she'll become hefker to everybody. We want her married, and therefore we're not allowing a divorce. You don't need das to become divorced, but we rabbanon don't allow it because the woman has to be able to capable of watching herself. Chaim Farish will come on.
If she would get better, you could.
Right? Absolutely.
The word olam is not written there.
No. But you have a guy with the chorus, it's right there.
He
can also do it. Because Elamis doesn't mean forever. Elamis means in any way, fashion, or form. Zok de Gemara, Amar Papa. Ilav Dashmina Rabbi Yechonah. If Rabbi Yechonah wouldn't have told us there's an argument, Havamina Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lefushitan of the Kabbalah. I would have said there's no argument. I would have said that first brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel was explaining the Tanna Kamma. And the second brisa, which says, Ilamis, Maya Ilamis, Ava Gav the Chazina Le the Charef. Even if we see he's somewhat sharp, here was a guy who was regular. He turned into a Cheresh, but he's still acting in a lot of ways normal. Can you write again? Dr. Mishnah Ilamis. Once he's a cheresh, the fact that he still has... What does he learn cheresh? How does he... Competent. He looks to us competent, doesn't make a difference.
Even if he can write.
No, we're saying maybe writing is good enough. were saying this would not be approved, the writing is not good enough. The Ilamis is to exclude the guy who can't write, but showing somewhat competence. Inami, or I would say, the Rebbe Yitzchak. That Ilamis is to say that it's biblical. Because really, a Shaita woman can be divorced biblically, only rabbinic. So you shouldn't say that a Shaita man or a Cheresh man can't divorce rabbinically. We want to differentiate. We just said that the woman turns into a Shaita, you can't divorce her. That's rabbinic. How about if the man turns into a Shaita? A Lamas is to tell us it's biblical. That's all it's telling you. A Lamas, this is the real thing. This is biblical. Biblically speaking, a woman who's a shaita can get divorced. It's like giving her a get without her wanting it. You don't need that. So therefore, that's rabbinic. So if you wouldn't have the word Elamis, you would say, just like the woman is a shaita, it's rabbinic. If the man is a shaita, it's rabbinic. If Rebbe says Elamis, no, this is biblical. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yechanan told us there's a machloikas. So there is a machloikas. The Pup is saying, without Rabbi Yechanan, I could wheedle out of everything. The first rice I could say, if Shimon Gamliel is explaining, and Elamis, I could learn a different shot. But once Rabbi Yechanan told us there's an argument, I have no reason to try to get out of it. Rashi. Maybe writing is better. Coming to prove Rabbi Yitzchak, the Tani say for Elamis, for Rachel or Tani Elamis. When the man has a cherish or shait that says Elamis, and the woman is, we don't say Elamis, from the race is the Rabbana, because the race is only Rabbinic and Rabbi Yitzchak. The safe is the Raisa, the Rabbi Megarish, we need a dietary. We need his dash, each and every child would say that he has to want a divorce. Abikakas, Balkorchim, is Kareshis, Abishlami Daita. So at the end of the day, Rav is a machlokes. At the end of the day, most Rishayim and Paskim not like Rav. We do not allow Eresh to write a get, write his instructions for a get.
There's a case where they could not be after with her. I don't know if she's in the coma or something.
So, I don't know. I think it's a drop on a light plug. Now, come on, let's not. This can happen. I mean, a woman develops Alzheimer's, early onset Alzheimer's. Can happen, Rachman al-Islam. And the husband wants to divorce her.
Marry somebody else.
Marry somebody else. He can get ahead to marry Rabbanim.
But she's not divorced.
But she's not
divorced. Him watching her doesn't really help because he can't live with her.
Once
he gets her
to get in bed. Yeah, but she's not.
He only gives her to get in bed because of the head to marry Rabbanim. Without that to marry Vanna beforehand, he kept her. He just married a second wife. It's not as that, you're right. He ends up not watching her, but the takana still remains in place. Right, because he can't have her in the house. He writes the get and gives it to Ben. You're right. Talk to Mishnah Vayter. Amrulai. Now, this Mishnah is going to be a contradiction. The Mishnah is going to be a contradiction, and Gemara is going to work till the next Mishnah, basically, trying to figure out shot in the contradiction. The Mishnah is going to start one way and end the other way, and the Gemara is going to say, what's going on over here? Amrulai niktum get l'nishtucha. They went over to a guy, either he's a shchiv mara, or he's a healthy person, it makes no difference. And they said, can we write a get to your wife? V'yomer lahem ksuvu. And he said, yes, write it. And if he's a healthy person, he said, write it and give it. In the case of Shchiv Mera, all he has to say is write it. We spoke out earlier that if Shchiv Mera says write it, he means give it. And in a healthy person, he would have to say write it and give it. And that's the case here. Amru l'sayver v'kasav, u'leid them v'chasvu. So these people that he told went to a cipher and asked him to write the get, and went to Adam and asked him to sign the get, which if you recognize is Mealy. He told people, yes, write and give a get to my wife, and they went and instructed other people to do it. Even though they wrote it, signed it, gave it to the husband who used it. Harry get bottle, because this is a case of Mealy. He instructed certain people. They passed the instructions on their own, right? And they told other people to do it. Not a good get. Till, he says, the cipher, until he says to the cipher, write, and to the Adam sign. They have to hear the constructions from him. This is old news. It's going to be a contradiction, which is even more than that. Now, the Rishonim speak out, or I'm not sure who says it. This is a problem. According to Reb Meir, we don't care who writes the get. You can pick up a get in the garbage dump. According to Eliezer, you don't need Adam to sign. So who is this Mishnah like that needs both writing and signing? Reb Meir says, get can be written without picking up the garbage dump. That's not instructed by the husband. Reb Eliezer, that's what Reb Meir says. Reb Eliezer says, you don't need it signed. So, who cares? So, some Achrayim want to say it's going like Reb Yehuda. We had Reb Yehuda back on Dav Gimel Amud Beis that says you need both writing and Dalet Amud Aleph. That you need both writing and signing to be done Lishma. And this is our Mishnah, therefore the Mishnah is insisting both on writing and signing.
Why did
Rabbi Yehuda
and the
Lazar
don't see any
Masira here? Well, we assume there's any Masira. If you hold, you only need any Masira, you have any Masira. Amru,
is it clear
to you? That's where you're going to get involved. What? Right, so the question is, does the Tikkun Olam require his instruction? If you learn that way, you can learn the Mishnah like Reb Elazar, correct? Correct. Rashi, Amr Loi Labariya L'shchiv Mirach Chacham. Rashi's trying to say he's not a shaita. Nichtav Gat L'Ishtach Ashtoi Tzakik L'Yabim. Rashi's trying to explain why in the world are we going to ask a guy whether you want to divorce your wife? Hello, you want to divorce your wife? Why are we asking a guy? He didn't ask us. Because what happens is the guy is very sick. Or the guy in the position that he might not survive, so we're asking him, listen, you know, your wife, again, in the case of Bari, I don't know why we would come to him, but in the case of Shimara, we would ask him, do you want a divorce or she shouldn't have to marry your brother? Okay. Frank the Gemara. Now, in the Mishnah it says Ksuvu. We explained that he said Ksuvu Tnu. By a bari. Saying Ksuvu by a bari is nothing, as we learned earlier. But in either case, he said the words right. Back a few blocks ago, we had a machloikus from Meir and Rabbi Yaisi. The guy walks over to three people, and he says, Tnu get l'ishti. Does not say Ksuvu. He says, Tnu get l'ishti. If he says Ksuvu, then they have to write it. Not it's mealy. But if he says Tnu, Reb Meir said he appointed them a beten, and they can give it over to others.
That was only three?
That was only by three. The Farish of Mishnah that we had back on Daf, starting in Samach Vavim at Aleph, continuing in Samach Vavim at Beis. Amar l'shloisha Tnu get l'ishti, harei lu yaymru v'acherim v'yichtu, v'nei sh'asim beten divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yaisi argued, and he said, Tnu does not help. They cannot give it over to other people to do.
Not implicit that he is.
Again, if he says Kisvu, he's insisting that they write it. If he says Tnu, he obviously wants it written.
Right.
But he's not insisting that they write it.
So what is?
So now it's a question. Can they appoint others? Reb Meir said since he made him a bezin, they have a power to appoint others. No, it's mealy.
And they're not a bezin. Is that his point?
No, bezin doesn't make a difference.
Bezin doesn't have power to do mealy?
No, that's what Reb Yaisi says. Making them a bezin, according to a mayor, is like telling them appoint other people.
So when they, you should know, not know these stories, when they force, they catch somebody and force them to do, you know, get this wife, and there are three people there and they're acting as a bezin, what do they do then?
He instructs the guy to write it and design. The cipher is there, the Adam are there.
The hammer
is there, the gun is there, and the prison sentence is there. Once upon a time, to have this done. Now nobody does it anymore. Over and done with.
No.
Because people ended up in jail. And you don't want to play with jail. I know a Rav that was arrested for doing it, but this was in the 20 years ago, 25 years ago. He was arrested for doing it, and he was in jail overnight, and the next morning he was released. Somebody greased the wheels. Today you can, it's hard to grease the wheels on these kind of things. In those days, you could still make a phone call and take care of things. I remember what happened. And then that Rav stopped doing it. He learned his lesson. One night in jail was enough. But he did it. He wasn't the one that did it. He was the one that wrote to get. But it was the only one that the husband knew. He didn't know the other guys who came in flying into town.
If you
give a free gift, then it's good. It's not like it's
Rabbi
Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says not. We will continue it tomorrow. Everybody should have just a wonderful